VIP 4-1, Leonard Bernstein conducting video. The right hand controls the tempo, his left hand controls the dynamics and which things come in and out. And he's an on-the-field coach. The point of this is, you know, how satisfying is a bunch of chords to a beginner? It's really not. Dynamics, variation, rubato, rubato in dynamics and tempo, for example, you know, that's what really gives the inspiration. What you feel is infinitely more powerful this way. So get your students to have a deeper relationship with the guitar and they won't be able to get enough of it. This stuff never ends. The closer you can get them in terms of musicianship to their favorites, the happier they'll be. You draw a dynamics map, and on each chord, you match whatever the previous curve, wherever the previous curve took you. In other words, you draw four dashes across the page, and then you draw a dynamics, a line of how the dynamics should change, and then they have to be at the new dynamic level based on the curve that had preceded that particular chord. You have to sell them on this, demonstrate it, and ask them which one they like better, i.e. the music with dynamics or the music totally without it. On to observing lessons. Dirk had energy addressing each person. Don't say the word shit with the students. No one wants to hear that. Students do not want to hear this. State the class topic, give the benefits of the topic, compliment students, keep other students before spending time with one student who needs... Oh, keep the other students busy before spending time with one student who needs help. Mahler's Symphony 2, 5, 1, and 9 are Hess's favorites in that order. Side note. Confidence comes from doing. Just jump in. It's a geometric method, not linear, a la make it stick. Return to subjects over and over because interruption is good. Next class, Consolo. Training class on expressions, phrasing, ornamentation. In other words, the training type of class was training, the topic was expressions, and the active focus of the day was phrasing / ornamentation. He had them do 3 ornaments, use them in a small phrase like 4 to 8 notes. Bonus points if you can use different elements on the same note. A layer would be 5 elements. He dictated the key so everyone was in the same key. The principle is the principle of what's being taught. And he had personal interaction. Other classes were fretboard training, choose one note all around, layers, take metronome. Next class, ear training, ask them to rate themselves. Start by playing one note and then sing it. And then the layers would be 2 different notes, etc. Demonstrate the problem or use tone of voice or a story in order for them to remember a concept.